Welcome to the Henry Joyce Basic Training Tapes. This is Basic Training Tape number 1, Side 1. The tape is tone indexed. You can fast forward to the first beep now. Table of contents follows. Beep 1, getting to the JAWS window in either Windows 3.1 or Windows 95. Introducing you to the Insert F1 help feature. Adjusting the voice and rate. Beep 2, exploring the speech pad on the desktop keyboard. Beep 3, using the insert key on the numeric keypad for basic screen reading. Beep 4, the laptop keyboard layout for basic screen reading. Beep 5, end of side 1. Table of contents, basic training tape 1, side 2. Beep 1, advanced help mode for key identifying. Beep 2, practice screen reading with a document in the J-pad and routing cursors. Beep 3, selecting, copying, cutting and pasting text using the Windows clipboard. Beep 4, name, addresses, and phone numbers.
Hi, welcome to our training tape. This is Henter Joyce's JAWS for Windows 2.0, a basic training tape. My name's Ted Henter. And Eric Dammer is here with me.
Good morning, Ted.
And we're going to do just the basics on this tape. This is for beginners. If you're an expert, you might want to consider our expert training tape, which really is converting from Windows 3.1 to Windows 95. This tape is for people using Windows 3.1 or Windows 95. We're just going to talk about JAWS for Windows, the screen reading features, you know, reading around the screen, adjusting the voice, things like that. And if we get to it on this tape, maybe the next tape in this series, we'll do some other things like loading an application and reading through some text and selecting things like that. But these apply to Windows 3.1 and to Windows 95. So now, at this point, we expect you to be at your computer, have it all turned on and booted up, and JAWS is now running. If you don't know how to do that, you should refer to the installation tape, either for Windows 95 or for Windows 3.1. At this point, we've got JAWS running. We're sitting here in Windows, and we want to get to the JAWS for Windows window. So if you know your keyboard, we want to do an Insert J.
JAWS.
That'll take you to the JAWS window. Now, most laptops do have an insert key. It may not be on the bottom of the numeric pad because you may not have a numeric pad, but you need to find the insert key and hit J. And there's other ways of getting there too, come to think of it. You should be able to, on either system, be able to do an Alt Tab. Just hold down the Alt key and hit the Tab once, twice, three times until it says JAWS, and then let up on the Tab. And that'll get you there also. Now we're in the JAWS window. One of the most important keys that you have in JAWS for Windows is the Insert F1 key. That's our help. See, normally the F1 key is used for help. So if you're in Windows, you can hit F1 almost any time. It'll give you help specific to that situation. Usually, not always. Well, Insert F1 is a key that we use, that is JAWS for Windows, to give you help that special help that might be things that the normal Windows help doesn't tell you. Like, we'll see some examples throughout the day. So if you want to hold down the insert key and hit F1.
This is the JAWS application window. Use Alt to activate the menu bar. You can then arrow left and right on the menu bar, and arrow down to activate and navigate the menu. Press Enter on any menu item to select it.
See, if you could see, that would be pretty obvious about which window you're in. But since you can't, Insert F1 is going to tell you a lot of neat things that about what you're looking at, about what's on the screen. We call it screen-sensitive help. So anytime you're not sure what's going on, not sure where you are, maybe you want some tips on what to do next, do the Insert F1. That's going to be a very important key. So it says we're in the JAWS window, and we're ready to go. By the way, I might point out that it doesn't matter what it looks like. you may be concerned about where the windows are, what color they are, what shape or size they are. None of those things really matter at this point. JAWS will find what it is we need to be looking at, and in most cases it'll speak the right thing, the thing that you need to know. What we'll try to teach is how to read around and find other things. But where it is on the screen, what's in the background, you know, things like that are not important, typically.
Ted, I noticed our rate might be a little fast for some of the users. I'm not sure if that's where you're heading next, but maybe that might be a good place to start.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Of course, if you're a beginner, you might want the speech going slowly, but as you get more and more used to the speech, you make it go faster. So the first thing we'll do, which I almost forgot, is to slow down, or adjust, I should say, the voice. So I'm in the JAWS window. The Insert F1 told me I could hit the Alt key and go to the arrow across the menu bar. So I'm going to do that.
Menu bar, file.
I hit the Alt key, and it said menu bar, file. Now the menu bar is a bar across the top of near the top of the window. And it's a bar, I mean, it's a horizontal line with these names on it. The first one usually is file, not always. In this case, it's file. That's the file's menu. I'll right arrow.
Voices.
Voices. That's the next one. That's the one we want. By the way, if you hit right arrow and it didn't go to voices, you may have the JAWS cursor on. So you want to be sure you have the PC cursor on. That is that's probably what it is in. But if you don't, you need to hit the plus on the numeric pad. Or if you're using a laptop, you hit the alt semicolon on the laptop.
And if you're not sure, it won't hurt to hit the plus key anyways. If you were in it, it's not going to do anything. So you can go ahead and do it anyways.
Right. Yeah, that's the neat thing about computers. Usually you're not going to hurt it if you hit the wrong key. So go ahead and experiment. So I'm on the Voices menu in the menu bar. So I have to hit Enter or down arrow to open up that menu.
Num Enter. Menu active. Global dot dot dot.
Now I just want to... That's the one I want, is global, dot, dot, dot. That's the global voice. And the dot, dot, dot means I'm going to get a dialog box when I open that one up. I open it up by hitting Enter.
Num Enter. Leaving menus. Global voice settings dialog. Voice volume colon 30 scroll bar.
So this is the global voice settings dialog, and I'm on the volume setting now. You can adjust the volume here, or you can just, if you have a knob on your synthesizer or your speaker, you can adjust it there. So how did I get here? Just to review, I hit the Alt key to get to the menu bar. It said File. I hit the right arrow. It said Voice. I hit Enter, and it said Global. I hit Enter again, and it said the Global Voice Settings dialog. Now my volume is okay. I'm going to adjust the rate. So I want to tab one time. Find the Tab key. Usually it's on the left side of your keyboard. One down from the numbers row on the far left. Two up from the shift key, usually.
Voice rate colon 250 scroll bar.
Okay, so I hit tab and it said voice rate colon 250 scroll bar. Voice rate is the title or the prompt of this thing or control. 250 is the setting that it is set to currently. And scroll bar is the type of control that it is. It's a scroll bar. So I can hit the right arrow.
251. 252.
Or left arrow.
251. 250. 249.
In this case, see, I'm using a DeckTalk, and this value here is actually words per minute. On other synthesizers, there'll be other numbers here, and they may not mean words per minute. They're just numbers. So you might go from 8 to 7 to 6. And just adjust it to the way you like it. If you are using a DeckTalk or something similar, you may want to move in bigger jumps than this. So to decrease the rate, go to the lower numbers, I should say. Hit the page up.
Page up, 206. Page up, 163.
So that takes you to a smaller number. Just like hitting page up in a word processor, it takes you to a lower numbered page. Well, page up in these scroll bars takes you to a lower number for the setting. Page down.
Page down, 206.
Takes you to a higher number.
Page down, 249.
Now, I'm not sure this is too slow, really.
No, we might leave our rate set here, but if your rate at home or at work is too fast in the beginning here, go ahead and slow yours down. You can follow along on your computer, and if you didn't hear it on ours, you can hear it slower on yours.
Yep. So page up and page down, or left and right arrow, will make those adjustments. Home and end on the numeric pad, or the other keys, the other home and end keys that you have, will also go to the beginning or the end of the values, I guess, or the scroll bar. So I'm going to tab again.
Voice pitch colon 100 scroll bar.
That's the voice pitch, so you can change the pitch if you don't like the way it's set.
Voice colon combo box, voice 0.
This is a voices setting. The Deck Talk has different voices. Some synthesizers do, some don't.
Voice 1.
Voice 2.
Voice 3.
I'm hitting right arrow there.
Voice 2.
Voice 1.
Voice 0.
Just give you a sample. Now down arrow.
Voice punctuation colon combo box, all.
Punctuation.
Most. Some. None.
That's left arrow. Here's right arrow.
Some. Most. All.
I like to leave mine on all so I hear all the punctuation.
OK button.
There's the OK button.
Cancel button.
The cancel button.
Help button.
The help button.
Voice volume colon 30 scroll bar.
And we're back to voice volume. I'm just hitting tab there to go from button to button and then back to the volume.
Might point out also that, again, this may be your first experience in the Windows environment. We're assuming you're coming into this tape with your first experience here. If some of these things don't make too much sense, scroll bars, combo boxes, don't worry about it right now. We're going to get into those a little deeper after. And Insert F1 will give you some messages to explain those things to you and how to change them.
Yep. At this point, we just want to get the voice so you're comfortable with it, and then you'll have time to learn these other things. I'm going to do an insert F1 now just for a sample.
This is a scroll bar. Use the right arrow, down arrow, or page down keys to increase the value. Use the left arrow, up arrow, or page up keys to decrease the value. Use the tab key to move to the next control.
So that's a sample of what insert F1 will do for you. It'll tell you what you're on and tell you what you can do with it. Now, if you made a change, you want to hit enter to save that change. If you don't want to change it, you were just looking in there, you can hit escape.
Jaws.
Like I just did, and it'll go back to the JAWS window. So now we have our voice set properly. I'm going to hit the Alt key.
Menu bar, file.
Go to the menu bar, that's the Files menu. I'm going to right arrow.
Voices.
To the Voices menu. I'll right arrow again.
Utilities.
To Utilities, and then right arrow again.
Language.
To Language, and again.
Help.
To Help. Those are the menus that we have. Now, as time goes on, we'll be making changes and improvements to JAWS for Windows. So if you hear something on the tape and your computer's not exactly that way, don't worry about it. Especially if what you're hearing on your computer has more stuff or better stuff than what's on the tape. Because that's likely to happen as we make improvements and changes. So that was the voice menu, just changing the global. We'll get into more of those fancy things as we go along. I think the next most important is to learn the keyboard and the reading keys. So at this point, I'm going to put a beep on the tape, and we'll go to another section. Now we're going to explore the keyboard and find out where the screen reading keys are on the keyboard. So then as we explore menus and other things, you'll have the basics down. You need to have the fundamentals. We've got the voice working correctly now, we hope. The next thing is to learn the reading keys so you can read what's there on the screen. That's the foundation of learning to use a computer. You've got to know your reading keys. So I left this in the menu bar. If I hit insert F1.
This is the menu bar. You can arrow left and right to hear the different menu names. You can also press a menu hotkey to go directly into the desired menu. Press enter or down arrow to open the menu. Press escape to exit the menu bar.
So anytime you're confused about where you are, try insert F1. I can hit Escape to exit the menu bar, or I can hit the Alt key again.
Leaving menu bar, JAWS.
Now what I want to do is turn on our JAWS help mode. I'm in the JAWS window. I want to hold down the Insert key and hit Spacebar.
JAWS help on. Beginner verbosity gives brief descriptions. Use Insert key to change verbosity for more details.
JAWS help on. So that turned on the JAWS help mode, holding down Insert and hitting the Spacebar. If you're familiar with JAWS for DOS, you could also do an Insert and then the numeral 1 on the numbers row.
JAWS help off.
I hit that and turned it off. I'll hit it again.
JAWS help on. Beginner verbosity gives brief descriptions. Use Insert key to change verbosity for more details.
And I hit it again and turned it back on. Okay. Now, I have my right hand on the numeric pad. I'm using a full-size keyboard, and we will explain the desktop or the full-size keyboard layout first, and then we'll have a beep and we'll talk about the laptop keyboard layout. So this one's for the desktop. If you've got your hand on the numeric pad, I use my index finger. I'm on the 5, which has a little dot or an indent or some sort of indication usually on your on the keyboard. So I'm going to hit that.
Say character.
Say character. That says the character where you are. To the right of that is the 6.
Next character.
Next character. That says the next character. By the way, I should have pointed out before, you've got to have NumLock off. JAWS will try to turn NumLock off by itself. Maybe you accidentally hit the NumLock key and got it turned back on. Or maybe something else happened to turn NumLock on. You want to find the NumLock key and turn it off. Typically, on a numeric pad, it's at the top left corner. Hit it once.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say NumLock off or on. Hit it again or again until you get it off.
Right, but if you're hearing say character, next character, you're fine. It's working.
Yeah. If you're not, if you're hearing numbers, then you've got to toggle it. Okay, so I hit the 5. That was say character. 6 was next character. To the left of the 5 is the 4.
Prior character.
Prior character. So these three keys is how you read a character at a time. The 5 will read the character that you're on. The 6 goes to the next one, and the 4 goes to the previous one. It's real simple, right in a row there. Now, the character that we're on, what that really means is you have a pointer on the screen. Typically, it's a caret or a cursor. Or you could be using the mouse, using the mouse pointer. Whatever pointer you're using, and there's other pointers too, you know, depending on the application, there's other ways to point to stuff on the screen. But whatever it is that you're using to point with, these keys will try and read the character that's there. That's the 4, 5, and the 6. Now, above the 5...
Prior line.
...is prior line. That's the up arrow key. That reads the prior line. It moves up and reads the line above, the prior line. That's the one above. The key below the 5 is the down arrow, or the 2.
Next line.
That's next line. That moves down and reads the line below, which is the next line. When you're doing this, usually you're moving the pointer with you. So as you hit that 2 key, or the down arrow key, it'll move your pointer down and then read that line of text that appears there. So that's a pretty logical layout, and that's, if you could see the tops of those keys, they probably have arrows on them.
That's correct, they do.
And so that's just the normal, you know, built-in use of those keys, left, right, up, and down. What's not built into most computers is the use of the 5 to say the character that you're on. If you've got NumLock on, the 5 is the 5. If you've got NumLock off, the 5 typically does nothing.
Right, so all the keystrokes that we just talked about, those 5 keystrokes, only the middle one, the 5, we couldn't have done with the arrow keys that exist on the keyboard as well.
Yeah, so like if you have a laptop, a lot of the times they don't have a numeric pad, they don't have a 5, so we have a different keyboard layout for the laptops. Okay, just to wrap up the numeric pad, above the 4, so you go over from the 5, you go over to the left and up one.
Home.
That's the home key. That does a variety of things. Typically, it takes you to the left side of the screen or to the left of the line or whatever it is you're in, typically. But it can change. To the right of that is the up arrow key, or the 8, which we've already talked about. And to the right of that is...
Page up.
The page up key, or the 9. I'm sure you realize by now that this numpad is not laid out like a telephone. It's laid out more like a calculator, upside down from a telephone. So the 9 is the page up. Below the 9 is the 6.
Next character.
That's the next character. And below that is the 3.
Page down.
Which is page down. See, I'm pressing these keys and making JAWS talk. Remember, we're in help mode. So it's not actually doing this. It's reading us what the key is, but it's not actually doing it. You'll see how it does it later. So I'm on the bottom right corner of the numbers. That would be the 3. To the left of that is the down arrow.
Next line.
Next line, and to the left of that
end.
Is the end. Home and end kind of are the reverse of each other. Home takes you to the left side of the screen, typically. End takes you to the right side. Page up and page down are the reverse. Page up takes you up, page down takes you down. If we're thinking of up and down as physically on the screen. So page up takes you up, which might take you to the top of a page or a document, and it takes you to a lower line number. Or if you page up, you go from page 5 to page 4 to page 3. Page down takes you down in a vertical direction, which means the line numbers get bigger or the page numbers get bigger. And those keys, what they actually do will vary depending on the program you're running. Okay, so that's the numbers. What else do we need to talk about there?
Well, let's keep going. Let's hit the other round. Start up at the numlock and work our way across.
Okay, a very important key is the 0 on the bottom left. That's usually a wide key, bottom left corner of the numeric pad. It's there. It doesn't speak because it's a special key that does special things. But just know that it's there. Okay, like Eric says, let's start at the top row. We've covered the numbers now, so let's start at the top row. Usually the numeric pad has one row of keys across the top. Like on this keyboard, I've got 4. And it's just one row above the numbers. Okay, so on the far left is the numlock. That's how you toggle numlock on and off. When numlock is off, you have basically a cursor pad here, or a speech pad, and that's the mode we're in right now. When numlock is on, you have numbers. So if you have a personal banking program and you want to enter a lot of numbers, you can get to the right spot in your program, turn numlock on, and you can use your numeric pad. Okay, to the right of numlock,
left mouse button,
is the left mouse button. Now, I believe there's a slash on that one, but we don't need the slash because there's another slash on the keyboard, but we do need the left mouse button. Because it's very difficult for a blind user to actually use a mouse the way a sighted person does, because you got to be able to see where you're going. So we use these keys on the numpad to move the mouse. Not the physical mouse, mind you, but the mouse pointer. And then we need ways to click the mouse buttons. So we've used this key here, the 2nd from the left on the top row, as the left mouse button. And to the right of that,
right mouse button,
is the right mouse button.
If you don't understand the concept of these mouse buttons and what this clicking is, don't worry about that. We're going to get into it and talk more about it in the tapes as we go here.
Yeah. So we've got the left and right mouse buttons. And then the far right, the top right corner of the numeric pad.
JAWS cursor.
It says JAWS cursor. Now these keys, well, it doesn't matter. So that's the JAWS cursor, top right corner.
JAWS cursor.
The JAWS cursor. Below that, we have an extra column of keys to the right of the numbers keys. So below the top right one, we have
PC cursor.
The PC cursor. Typically, the top right corner of the numpad is the minus key.
JAWS cursor.
And we've relabeled it to be the JAWS cursor. And below that is the plus key, and we've relabeled that to be the
PC cursor.
PC cursor.
Generally, these cursors have different voices too, but in help mode, you're hearing everything with the PC cursor voice. So once we get out of help mode, and when you hit that minus key, you may hear a different voice speaking when it says JAWS cursor, and that's expected.
Because right now, we're not actually changing anything. We're just pressing the keys and having them talk, but they're not doing their normal job. we're in help mode, and the concept there is it's supposed to explain to us or tell us what's going on. And below the PC cursor key, on most numeric pads, is an enter key.
Enter.
Okay. Now on the bottom row of keys, we already talked about the zero or the insert key on the bottom left. Typically to the right of that is a period delete key.
Delete.
And that's it on the bottom row, unless you count the enter key, which sort of sticks down there too. Now we're still talking about the numeric pad, but we're going to add an extra level. I want to introduce the concept of the insert key. It's down on the bottom left corner of the numeric pad, and if I press it, it doesn't say nothing. It's kind of like a shift key or a control key or an alt key. It really doesn't do anything by itself, but it modifies the way the other keys operate. Now that's something that we've added in JAWS for Windows, because with JAWS for Windows, we're adding a lot of functionality to the keyboard, and really we would like to add new keys to it. But since we don't like to build keyboards, we need to use the same keys that we've got, but use them in a different way. So to add more functions to the keyboard, we use the insert key to change the way these other keys operate. For example, if we hit the 5 key on the numpad by itself,
say character.
It says say character. But if I hold down the insert key, which I can do with my thumb and still have my index finger on the 5, now I press down the 5. Remember, I got the insert key down. I'm holding it down just like I would hold down a shift key to make a capital letter. I'm holding down the insert key. I've hit the 5.
Say word.
Instead of say character, it becomes say word. So it modifies that key. If I keep that insert key down with my thumb and I hit the 6.
Next word.
Next word. Or the 4.
Prior word.
Prior word. See, so these keys in the middle here, the 4, 5, 6, do characters when I do them by themselves. But if I hold down the insert key, then they do words. Prior word, say word, and next word. The 4, 5, and 6. So the insert key is used throughout JAWS to add functionality, to do different things. So we can, in effect, multiply the number of keys or functions we have on the keyboard. So the up arrow, which is just above the 5, that's the number 8, by itself.
Prior line.
Prior line. With the insert key down.
Reads current line.
Reads current line. So it doesn't actually move, it just reads the line we're on. Below the 5 is the 2, or the next line.
Next line.
By itself. But if I hold down the insert key.
Say all mode.
Say all mode. That does a say all. It starts reading at the cursor, or the caret, and just reads down to the end of the screen or the end of the document. Okay, the 7, which is just above the 6, no, I mean above the 4, by itself,
home.
Is home, but with the insert key down,
read from start of line to cursor.
It reads from the start of the line to the cursor. So let's say you have, let's say a line with 8 words on it and your cursor is at the beginning of the 5th word. If you press that insert 7, it will read words 1, 2, 3, and 4. It will read from the beginning of the line up to the cursor, but not including the cursor. So just to the right of that is the 8 with the insert key down.
Reads current line.
It reads the whole line, not just up to the cursor, but the whole line. And to the right of that is the 9, or the page up, with the insert key down.
Read from cursor to end of line.
It reads from the cursor to the end of the line, which is just kind of like the opposite of insert 7, which just reads up to the cursor. Insert 9 reads from the cursor. And the one in the middle reads the whole thing, the whole line. Okay, a couple other keys. Down on the bottom row of numbers is the 1, which is the end key.
End.
By itself, it's the end. If I hold down the insert,
read top line of window.
It reads the top line of the window. That's a handy way of reading the title line. Typically, the title is at the top of the window, and you got the name of the program you're running and other stuff up there, so it's a handy way to get there. Okay, now on that bottom row of numbers, the 1, 2, 3, over on the right-hand side, the 3 by itself is page down. But if I hold down the insert key,
read last line of window.
Read the last line of the window, which reads the bottom line. Many times there are a status line down there. So with that keystroke, you can read the status line. And that has interesting information. Now let's go to the top row of keys on the numeric pad. Now the numlock with the insert key down
numlock
is the same as it always is. It's just numlock. So we don't have anything special going on there.
However, we may have actually activated the numlock by doing the numlock. That's
zero.
Oops, we did.
Numlock.
So with help mode on, it's not, the numlock is not telling us on, off, and all that stuff. But it did turn numlock on. So I hit it again, turn numlock off. To the right of the numlock key, which is, numlock's in the top left corner of the numpad. To the right of that, by itself,
left mouse button.
Is the left mouse button. If you hold down the shift key,
locks the left mouse button.
It locks the left mouse button. And to the right of that is the
right mouse button.
Right mouse button, and with the shift key, the insert key down,
star.
It locks the right mouse button. It just said star.
Yours probably said lock the right mouse button.
Yeah. And to the right of that, we have the JAWS cursor key by itself.
JAWS cursor.
And if I hold down the shift key,
root JAWS to PC.
It routes JAWS to PC, which really means it moves the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor. So you have two separate cursors. They can be in two different places. So if you want to move one to the other, you hold down the insert key and you press the JAWS cursor key, and it will route it to the PC cursor. Sometimes you want to do just the opposite of that. So in that case, you want to route PC to JAWS. So just below that JAWS cursor key,
PC cursor,
PC cursor key, and with the insert key down,
routes PC to JAWS.
It routes PC to JAWS, which moves the PC cursor to the JAWS cursor. Below that is the enter key.
Enter.
With the insert key down, it's still an enter. And to the left of that on the bottom row is the delete.
Delete.
With the insert key down, it's still a delete. Now these things are subject to change, and we'll keep this help file updated, so it may sound a little bit different on your computer, different than this tape. Also, in different application programs, they may do different things. And those we will try to make you aware of. Okay, that's the numeric pad with the insert key down. It does different things, usually, than it does without the insert key. The insert key is also used to modify the functions of other keys. I'll put a beep on the tape. Now for the laptop keyboard layout. It's because most laptops don't have a numeric pad, we've used the alt letter keys for the screen reading. An alt letter key is you hold down the alt key and hit a letter, such as the letter K. That would read the current character. We'll get to that. So if I turn the help mode on, so you find the insert key, hold that down, and hit the space bar.
JAWS help on. Beginner verbosity gives brief descriptions. Use insert key to change verbosity for more details.
And that turns the help mode on. Now if you hold down the alt key, and you find the home row keys with your right hand, I hold down the alt with my left hand, it's left of the space bar, and I have my index finger on the J, or the JKL. Now, I want to start out in the middle there, which would be the K. So if I hold down the Alt and press K, I get
say word.
And with the Alt key down, keeping the Alt key down, if I hit the L, I'll get
next word.
Next word. And if Alt J, I get
prior word.
So that handles the words. The one in the middle, the K, reads the current word. To the right of that, the L is the next word. And to the left of that, the J is the prior word, all with the Alt key down. So that's how you can read across the screen to the right or to the left and read a word at a time. Now, the row below that would be the M, comma, period. So with the Alt key down, that handles characters. The M is just below the J, so that's prior character, and then the period is the current character, or say character, and the comma is the... The comma is the one in the middle, that's the current character, and the period, the one on the right, is the next character. So if I do an Alt comma, the one in the middle,
say character,
and to the left of that, an Alt M, I get
prior character.
And to the right of the comma, I get the period. With the Alt key down, I get
next character.
So that's how you read by characters. Those three keys in a row, prior character, current character, or we call it say character, and next character. That's with the Alt key down. And the row above that handles words. The JKL with the Alt key down handles words. Prior word, say word, and next word. And so it's moving the cursor and then speaking. Like prior character moves the cursor to the left a character and then says it. Okay. Well, that's with the Alt key down. Remember, without the Alt key, they're just regular letters. Okay. So we've done characters and words. Now we need to handle lines, reading a line at a time. So we've chosen the key to the left of the J, which is the H, to read the current line. That'll read all the way across the row, the line of characters. So if I press that down,
reads current line.
Jaws says reads current line. Now the key above the J, I mean above the H, is the
Y. I think
the Y. See, if I could see, there'd be letters here, but since I can't, I just have to press it. The Y reads up a line. That's why we have it above the H.
Prior line.
And that's the prior line. Below the H is the N, and that reads down a line. So if I press that,
next line,
we get next line. So those are your nine basic reading keys. Read by characters, words, or lines, and prior or next character, word, or line. So you get nine functions there. Now you could, if you wanted, you know, move those keys around. These are just the ones we decided to go with, and there are other keyboard layouts. But anytime you get confused about what they are, just turn the help mode on and you can find them there. Now that's for the laptop.
And as you're learning this laptop, if you don't, as you were going through there, and you, where is that Y? I wasn't quite sure. Just leave your Alt key up and start pushing those keys there, and they'll echo what they actually do.
Yeah, like if I hit the Y,
it
says Y. If I hold down the Alt key,
prior line.
Now, we could have used the U, I, O, and keys like that, but we're saving them for the future. So by the time you get this tape, you might try the Alt, U, I, O, and the numbers above that, the numbers are above that with the Alt key down, 7, 8, 9, 0. You might find some new functions there. Okay, so that's the nine basic reading keys. Now we have a few other ones here. With the Alt key down, the semicolon turns on the PC cursor.
PC cursor.
So if you press it, it'll say PC cursor. And above the semicolon is the P.
P.
And if you press that down with the Alt key, do an Alt P, you'll get
Jaws cursor.
The Jaws cursor. We tried to make the Jaws cursor above the PC cursor. That's why it's laid out that way. Okay, another function that's important is the routing the Jaws cursor to the PC cursor. I'm trying to find the keys here.
Right bracket.
It's the
left bracket.
The left bracket does a
root Jaws to PC.
Root Jaws to PC. And below that is the apostrophe, which is just to the right of the semicolon. And if you do that, that's a
root PC to Jaws.
Route PC to Jaws. So those keys, route Jaws to PC and route PC to Jaws, those are the two cursors, and the route, when you route one to the other, it just means you move one to the other. I'm trying to think if I missed anything here.
Slash, period, slash.
I don't think I did.
PC cursor active, 25, 19.
Okay, with the Alt key down, the slash will tell you which cursor is active, and it'll give you the position or the coordinate of the cursor. Okay, I did make a mistake there.
Left mouse button.
The Alt 8 is the left mouse button click, and the Alt 9 is the right mouse button. And instead of the Alt key, if you have the Control key down, 8 and 9, it locks the left mouse or the right mouse. I think that's it for the laptop keyboard. There's going to be other things that we need to learn about. So if you just keep help mode on and hold the Alt key down and start poking around, you'll find some new things possibly. And as we go through the rest of these tapes, we'll be using the insert key for a lot of things, so you have to know where that is on your laptop.
This is the end of side one. Please fast forward and flip over the tape.